Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms today. Hope you have a wonderful day, and hopefully with family. Pastor David is not here this morning. He is helping out at St. Andrew's Episcopal today. I want to just draw attention to a couple things on the attendance card. This week, we are invited to go and visit over at St. Andrew's Wednesday evening. They are hosting Family Promise all week, and we are invited to come over Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 8 and just kind of see how that program works over at St. Andrew's. Family Promise is an organization that helps homeless families. And we are discerning here at St. Luke's whether we could perhaps be a host church, and what that would involve is hosting 15, these are families, usually families with young children, up to 15 people at a time, and it would be just 3 weeks out of the year. So our social justice ministry is excited about the project, and we're trying to discern and listen to see if people are also excited about it and committed to helping out before we actually make a commitment to Family Promise in June. Also, if you have a young person graduating in your family, please be sure to fill that out on the attendance card as well. Let's take a moment now to just prepare ourselves for worship.
Let us rise and sing together in body or in spirit. Here in this place, a new light is streaming. Now is the darkness vanished away. See in this space our fears and our dreamings, brought here to you by the light of this day. Gather us in the lost and forsaken. Gather us in the blind and the lame. Call to us now and we shall awaken. We shall arise at the sound of our name. We are the young, our lives are a mystery. We are the old who yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout of all history, called to be light to the whole human race. Gather us in the rich and the haughty, gather us in the proud and the strong. Give us a heart so meek and so lowly, give us the courage to enter the song. We will take the wine and the water. Here we will take the bread of new birth. Here you shall call your sons and your daughters, call us anew to be salt for the earth. Give us to drink the wine of compassion, give us to eat the bread that is you. Nourish us well and teach us to fashion lives that are holy and hearts that are true. Not in the dark our buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away. Here in this place a new light is shining. Now is the kingdom and now is the day. Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, O people us together, fire of love in our flesh and our bone.
Christ is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Gracious and glorious God, you have chosen us as your own, and by the powerful name of Christ, you protect us from evil. By your Spirit, transform us and your beloved world, that we may find our joy in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the quiet offering, which goes to support Degage Ministries. And I invite Deb Granger to come up from the worship committee. Deb.
Good morning, dear friends. I am here as a member of the church council and the liaison to the worship posse. To let you know where we are with our considerations of combining to one worship service. We want to let everyone know how much we appreciated the congregation's input and participation in the two forums that were held. We had such an excellent turnout. It was gratifying to see how engaged people were. And we discussed the pros and cons within the worship ministry team and then discussed it in our council meeting last Tuesday night. While there are aspects of doing this that could enrich our worship and spiritual life, the council felt that they were not ready to make a choice as to whether this is the right thing for the congregation at this time. We feel that we need to continue to pray and discern for the Spirit's movement in all of this. This is a decision which will affect many things that could be both beneficial and challenging. We need to give it the time it deserves before moving forward with any changes. If anyone has questions or inputs or concerns, please speak to a member of the council or the worship posse, and which includes myself and Jonathan, Kathy Crawford, Holly Finn, and Tracy Flanders. Thank you so much.
Our first reading is from the first chapter of Acts. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers. Together the crowd numbered about 120 persons and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry." So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection. So they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, and who was known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and the apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord knows the way of the righteous.
Sing that together.
The Lord. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on God's teaching day and night. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall be destroyed. The Lord knows the way of the righteous.
Our second reading is from the first letter of John. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have testimony in their hearts. Those who do not believe in God have made him a liar by not believing the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel is according to John chapter 17. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus prayed, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. It's time for the children to come up. Some things to talk about. Come on up. You got your ears pierced, didn't you? Yeah, very pretty. Hi, Grace. How are you girls this morning? Pretty good? Faith? So I have some things in my bag that I want to show you. First of all, there's this. What is this? Do you know? A brush. What kind of brush? Anybody know? It's a scrub brush. Any idea what it's used for? Everything has a purpose, right? So what might this be used for? Cleaning. Yeah, like you could scrub your floor or scrub your woodwork.
Or the bathtub.
Or, you know, even sometimes I get mud on my boots and I use this to scrub them off a little bit.
And that's... Well, we have a little to wipe off the dirt.
Yeah, on a brush like this, right? So you would like to
put your foot on there and clean it off, right? Clean the mud off.
But we have like a scale and then two and four and then the other.
Okay. Yeah, it really has a job
to do.
Yeah. Well, thanks for explaining all that. Here's another tool. Yeah. Where might you keep this?
In your toolbox.
In your toolbox, right? You might have your toolbox in the basement or in the garage or even in the kitchen sometimes. So this is a pretty useful tool, isn't it? What's its purpose? What's its...
For putting nails in stuff.
Yeah, for driving nails into stuff, right? And then it has this end. Do you know what this end is for?
No.
That's if you have a nail that you need taken out. And so, so if you have the nail and you put it into this claw part and then pull it forward, it pulls the nail out. And then you could put a new nail in. Pretty cool, huh? So I don't know who invented the hammer, but it was a good idea, don't you think? Yeah, we build things with hammers. Okay, I've got one other thing that you may not think of as a tool. But what is the purpose of sunglasses?
To block the sun.
To block the sun, yeah. We're hoping there's more sun today, aren't we? So... But they protect your eyes, don't they? Yeah, so that's a good purpose for those. And now, if you don't put them on, are your eyes going to be protected?
No,
you got to put them on and you got to wear them. So, yeah, it helps our eyes. Good invention. Okay, I've got one more thing. Did you know that this is a tool? Yeah, do you know this is a tool too? What's the purpose of the Bible?
It helps you learn. It helps you learn.
What?
It helps you learn.
It helps you learn about what?
About Jesus.
About Jesus, right? So a Bible is a very important thing. And God gives us his word so that we know what God wants. And that we know that Jesus loves us. So Jesus said that you have a purpose too. You do. And you know what that purpose is? To tell people about Jesus. To let them know that Jesus loves you and he loves them too. That's our purpose. Sometimes we call it being holy. Yeah, it doesn't mean you have wings and a halo, but being holy means that you're set apart by God to be his child and to tell everybody about Jesus' love for you. Pretty cool, huh? So we all have a purpose. We need to read our Bible so we know what that is, right? Okay, that's why we go to Sunday school. So, well, thank you for coming up today. You were a big help. My friends, I greet you this morning in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. I ran into this little picture, a wallet-sized picture, a couple weeks ago as I was emptying out a basket in my kitchen and things fall to the bottom. And this is a picture of a 10-year-old girl who used to be a member of one of my congregations. And it just brought back some good memories because she's now about 18 years old. And I kind of wonder how she's doing. Her family only was with us for a couple years and then they had some tough situations to deal with, and they moved on. But as I found this picture, I thought it might be God's way of telling me that maybe I should say a little prayer for her. And so I did, of course, and I put it by some of my prayer things, by my chair, where I pray in the mornings. And this picture keeps falling out. So I think it's God's way of saying to keep praying for her. So, kind of cool. I have another picture. This one's on my fridge all the time. She was a confirmation student of mine, and now she's all grown up, and she's in the Navy. And so I do pray for Allie. I'm sure she doesn't mind my using her name. I pray for Allie quite often, and really did last year when her ship, which is, it's stationed in Japan, but they were over by Korea quite a bit last year.
And so I really did some extra special prayers for Allie at that time. She gets out of the Navy next year, so she'll be back in Michigan, but she will continue to be in my prayers. Neat young woman. Do you have someone who prays for you? I think prayer is really a wonderful way to show our love for one another. Have you ever been there when someone was praying for you? I mean, that just makes you feel good. It makes you feel appreciated, I think. It makes you want to do the very best that you can do. The other night we had Ascension Day service with St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, and Pastor Dave prayed for the pastors and the leaders and the council and vestry of both churches, and it just really made me feel good. It made me feel like I was in God's hands to serve in the role of your pastor. Well, prayer has power, and many studies nowadays actually prove that people heal faster if they know that they're being prayed for. Of course, the power of prayer cannot be completely quantified in statistics. It's been 21 years now since a friend of mine, his daughter was killed in a skiing accident, and she was 14 years old. Quite a tragedy. But he said that it was the prayers of others that just lifted them up and that carried them and that kept them going and kept their family together after that happened. Well, on the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus prayed for his disciples. Our gospel reading is a part of that long prayer that John records. And it is a touching, tender, intimate prayer of Jesus to his Father on behalf of his disciples. In it, he pours out his heart to God and asks God to watch over his friends after he is gone. He knows that he will soon be betrayed, that he will be crucified, that he will rise again, and that he is soon going back to the Father. You know, Jesus had plenty of things to worry about that night. He thought about, certainly had to worry about Judas, about Herod, the chief priests, the soldiers, the people that had turned against him. But what is top on his list that night is his friends, his disciples, the people he had spent the last 3 years with. And so he prays for his disciples that he so loves and will miss. And the disciples get to hear everything he says. And so do we. For he is praying for us, his disciples, as well. In verse 20, immediately following our reading today, Jesus says, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word. So as the disciples became apostles and they were sent out into the world by the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, they became preachers and teachers of everything that Jesus had taught them. They were set aside for that purpose. And we have seen this through the readings. Our first readings from the book of Acts this Easter season. These ordinary fishermen became tellers of the story of Jesus. They became fishers of people. And so they gathered people into churches, and those people preached the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection to others. And it passed down through generations until it finally came to our grandmothers and our grandfathers and our mothers and our fathers and our friends. And finally, the good news came to us. So we sit here today listening in on this powerful prayer of Jesus for us. And I don't think we think about Jesus praying for us that often, do we? But Jesus
does know our needs, our hopes, our struggles, and he prays for us. And what does he pray for? Well, in this text, he prays for two things, for our protection and for our unity. Sometimes when I am studying the text for a sermon, I just read the text literally in the Greek. And it sounds a little bit like Yoda talking, because the syntax is wrong and the verbs are out of place and so on, but it helps me to slow down and to really listen. And so just listen to what Jesus is saying. No longer I am in the world, and they in the world are. And I to you am coming, Holy Father. Keep them in the name of you, which you have given to me, that they may be one as we are one. Jesus is God. He calls himself I Am. I am the Good Shepherd, the same name that God called or named himself to Moses, I Am. But now Jesus is leaving this world. He is sad and he is honest with God about his concerns. Jesus knows that it's hard to live in this world. In chapter 1, John says, he was in the world and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own and his own people did not accept him. Jesus knows how hard it is to follow him in a world where values are so different than our Christian values. You see, at the time the book of John was written, Christians were being expelled from synagogues for believing in Jesus. So that was the world they were living in. And then Jews and Christians were being persecuted by the Romans. The Romans had destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. Their lives were at risk. Now, our lives are not at risk, but our way of life is. Jesus is praying for us to be able to navigate a world that is no longer basically Christian. In a world that is tied up in accumulation and greed and a me-first mentality, how do we demonstrate the values of loving our neighbor and of advocating for peace and for fairness? Jesus knows it isn't easy. So he begs God to watch over and protect us as we seek to live out these values every day in the world. Yet we should not forget that the world is also the object of God's love. God sent his only Son into the world. So we disciples are to follow the way of Jesus, which is the way of self-giving love to the world. Secondly, Jesus prays for us, his disciples, to be one, to be as close with one another as Jesus is with his Father, one. Now, this unity is not uniformity. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to dress the same or we all are going to agree on a color to paint the church, for example. It does, however, mean that we love one another. We may not even like each other, but we do love one another. We will pray for one another. We will comfort one another. And we will go out of our way, even sacrifice our own wants and needs for the other. That is unity in Christ. We have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, as Paul writes in Ephesians 4. We are made one family in Christ through our baptisms. We are the beloved. We are God's children.
We belong to a family. And certainly the mothers and fathers who are here today understand what it means to be family. It's not just the warm fuzzies that you get on Mother's Day and Father's Day. Being a family means sticking together through thick and thin. It means supporting one another and heading in the same direction together. If you have a disabled child or an elderly parent, you know that sometimes being a family means sacrifice, that things may not always go your way, that being in the unity of love is sometimes very difficult. And so Jesus prays for us, that even when we are having problems, we are always certain of God's love and God's forgiveness in Christ, who has conquered sin and death, and fear by his own resurrection. The reality is that nothing, not even our little conflicts, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we are blessed to be a blessing to others. In my adult life, I have moved more times than I can count, actually. But I've been in different states, moved a lot with my former husband's job. And we lived in Illinois, Indiana, Connecticut, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, and then back to Michigan again. So 7 states. And every time we moved, we immediately went to a church. And that's because that's where we could find our larger family. They were there, waiting for us, supporting us, praying for us, sharing our values. I have been greatly blessed through this, and we are all blessed to welcome others in Christ's name and to be a blessing to them. Jesus is praying for us disciples here at St. Luke's, for our protection and for our unity in Christ's name. As a closing to our sermon this morning, I'd like to play a song. It's by Mark Smeeby, the gentleman who was here for a concert a couple weeks ago. I was listening to it the other day, and to me, it was just speaking as if Jesus was speaking to me and praying for me. So this will also serve as our hymn of the day today, but just listen as Jesus prays for you.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. No one's gonna hurt you, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling. I got wings. No one's gonna hurt you. No one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry. A whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while. But in time, nothing can harm you. while I'm around. I'll be around. Nothing can harm you. Whoa. With a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing can harm you.
Amen. Amen. Let's rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the prayers. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs.
Almighty God, you sent your Son to be the way to heaven by his death and resurrection. Help us keep focused upon the word of the cross, for it is the power of your salvation and the word that endures forever. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you honor the office of motherhood and make it a symbol of your church, where your people are born in holy baptism and nursed with the pure spiritual milk of your word. Receive our thanks this day for your gift of mothers. Bless them in their ongoing vocation of love, prayer, and sacrifice for their children of all ages, and grant that their labors might remind us of the new life you have given us through Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for wisdom for world leaders that they may take the necessary actions to bring an end to conflict, terror, and violence, and foster your peace among the nations and within our own land. Lord, please provide comfort to those caught in the midst of war and injustice. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for those that serve in our military and ask that you watch over them and bring them safely home. We lift up to you Taylor, Alex B., Matthew, Blaine, Kelly, Melissa, and David, Alex Y., and Corey. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Sustain all those who suffer in body or spirit with the truth of your presence. Surround them with your love and give them peace and comfort. We especially hold up to you Clayton, the Cottrell family, Diane, Doris N., Gordy, Joyce, Julie, Patty, Paul, Tyler, and Sarah. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
For those who are homebound, and we ask that you will fill them with your love and give them peace and comfort. B, Joyce, Tootie, June G, and June D, and Fran, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, we ask for your guidance for our church council, pastors, staff, and leadership, our bishops, St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, Stephen Ministers, Semeritus, and Lord of Life Lutheran Church of Portage. We ask for discernment as we evaluate the opportunity to serve you through family promise. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Father, we now lift to you the prayers from your people, either spoken out loud or in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please rise in body or in spirit. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace with one another. Peace. Thank you for the prayers. Peace be with you, Dean.
Thank you. Be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you remain known to the disciples.
Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is our duty and delight to give you thanks, O Lord, for the gift of your Son, who prays for us and who loves us. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in the remembrance of me." And so we are bold to pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now let us feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven. Hallelujah.
Love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood. Here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood. Who his love will not remember? Who can cease to sing his praise? He can never be forgotten throughout man's eternal days. On the Mount of Crucifixion, fountains open deep and wide. Through the floodgates of God's mercy flowed a vast and gracious tide. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, poured inside. justice, kissed a guilty world in love. Who is love will not remember, who can cease to sing his praise. He can never be forgotten. Higher, no love is wider, no love is deeper, no love is truer, no love is higher, no love is wider, no love is like your love, O Lord. No love is higher, no love is wider, no love is deeper, no love is truer. Is higher, no love is wider, no love is like your love, O Lord. No love is higher, no love is wider, no love is deeper, no love is truer, no love is higher, no love is wider, no love is like your love, O Lord. Yes, here is love, vast as the ocean. Yes, here is love, vast as the
ocean. Please rise if you are able. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to encounter darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people.
Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection. That we may show your glory to all the world through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
A moment for God's mission. I want to thank everyone who participated in the Walk for Good Food last week. I think we had like 23 people walking, so that was pretty awesome. If you still have any money that you'd like to turn in, you can either give it to me or put it in the offering plate. Today we have an adult forum again, which is for visitors or adult inquirers or members who would just like to refresh their understanding of what it means to be a member of St. Luke's. So we'll meet at 9:45 after the service. I want to mention that you're invited to hear Churchwide Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, who will be in East Lansing next Sunday night for the opening of our Synod Assembly. So there's information in the bulletin on that. Also, the high school youth attending the National Gathering are going to be collecting books for the Houston School District, new and very gently used books. They're having a little competition, so they're supposed to be here soon to put books in the box. But there is a list of books in your bulletin today. Please take that with you, and if you would be willing to donate a book, that would be wonderful.
Next week is Pentecost, so if you would like, you can wear red. It helps us set a festive tone. And I did also want to remind you that as we have done the past two summers, we will be switching to a combined worship service at 9:30 on Memorial Day Sunday, the 27th. So don't come at 8:30 or 11. You'll miss the service.
Also, if you're a Saturday night person, we are going to be worshiping together with St. Andrew's Episcopal on Saturday nights during the summer. And there's a schedule on the door. It just makes for more people at the services. So it'll be a fun time. But half the summer we will be at St. Andrew's at 5:30, and half the summer we'll be here at 5 o'clock. So check that out if you plan to come on Sunday nights or Saturday nights. Please receive God's blessing. May God, who has brought us from death to life, fill you with great joy. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You are the Christ raised for the world. Go in peace. Share the good news.